Moments of Melody Time, 5 minutes to encourage you along the way. A Prayer for a Bride and Groom by Lewis Evans. O God of love, thou hast established marriage for the welfare and happiness of mankind. Thine was the plan, and only with thee can we work it out with joy. Thou hast said, It is not good for man to be alone, I will make a helpmeet for him. Now our joys are doubled, since the happiness of one is the happiness of the other. Our burdens now are halved when we share them. We divide the load. Bless this husband. Bless him as the provider of nourishment and raiment, and sustain him in all the exactions and pressures of this battle for bread. May his strength be her protection, his character be her boast and her pride. And may he so live that she will find in him the haven for which the heart of woman truly longs. Bless this loving wife. Give her tenderness that will make her great, a deep sense of understanding, and a great faith in thee. Give her that inner beauty of soul that never fades, that eternal youth that's found in holding fast the things that never age. Teach them that marriage is not living merely for each other. It is two uniting and joining hands to serve thee. Give them a great spiritual purpose in life. May they seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and the other things shall be added unto them. May they not expect that perfection of each other that belongs alone to thee. May they minimize each other's weaknesses, be swift to praise and magnify each other's points of comeliness and strength, and see each other through a lover's kind and patient eyes. Now make such assignments to them on the scroll of thy will as will bless them and develop their characters as they walk together. Give them enough tears to keep them tender, enough hurts to keep them humane, enough of failure to keep their hands clenched tightly in thine, and enough success to make them sure they walk with God. May they never take each other's love for granted, but always experience that breathless wonder that exclaims, Out of all this world, you have chosen me. When life is done and the sun is setting, may they be found now, as now, hand in hand, still thanking God for each other. May they serve thee happily, faithfully together, until at last one shall lay the other into the arms of God. This we ask through Jesus Christ, great lover of our souls. Amen. A Prayer for a Bride and Groom by Lewis Evans. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Two are better than one, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. Husbands, love your wives, that the young women love their husbands. Not easily provoked, be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Is the Bible standard for marriage too high for today? Before you answer, be sure you try it. Try it, you'll like it.